This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 22. The armor of God. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When my wife's colleague, Petro, was conscripted into the Ukrainian military service, his family and friends began collecting money for a special project. They decided to buy him the best body armor system they could afford. In addition to prayers, that was their way of showing that they cared and wanted Petro to return home alive from deadly combat. The Bible contains many military-related words and descriptions. It explains that the Christian life involves spiritual warfare and that we must take our stand against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. In Ephesians 6, the Apostle Paul uses battle armor as a metaphor to show that we can be equipped by God to be victorious and protected against evil. But our armor and weapons are very different from what the world would expect. The armor of God includes truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and the salvation found in God's word. The apostle calls us to be brave and to rely fully on God in battle, and our victory is assured. All we have to do is hold to the love of God and Jesus Christ, who invites us to be part of a victory that he has already won. Pray with me. Lord and Father, you know our struggles and the battles we fight. Strengthen our faith in the gospel of peace and give us courage to fight the good fight. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at
ourwholedevotional.com.